healthcare professionals and first responders are facing the strain of fighting the coronavirus at work while scrambling to arrange for childcare at home. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, in Sarasota County, a dozen public and nonprofit partners have teamed up to open safe spaces for the children of essential workers.
Soon after Florida schools shifted to virtual learning and private daycare operators began to close, leaders at Sarasota Memorial Hospital sent their 7,000 employees a childcare survey. What challenges were they facing? How many of their children were now at home? And how old were they?
They ranged from 0 to 3 years all the way up to 15. And the total number of children was about 1,600. So that's a lot of little ones.
Carol Ann Kalish is chief legal officer at Sarasota Memorial Hospital. She says the survey results showed the critical need for the hospital to get ahead of the childcare issue so parents could focus on work, since the healthcare infrastructure is already spread too thin. And she says she also heard similar concerns from colleagues at other agencies.
I was looking at this from my perspective as a leader in the healthcare system, but I also knew that there were other essential workforce members out there who were going to have the same challenges, folks like the sheriff's department and the police department.
Soon a task force was created to identify how to open safe and regulated childcare facilities. The Florida Department of Health, Sarasota County Emergency Management, Sarasota County Schools, and others were all part of the conversation. Next, the nonprofit Baranczyk Foundation stepped in to pull together some of the childcare providers. The plan helped create close to 600 slots for the kids of essential health and public safety personnel at three nonprofit sites in Sarasota County: the Sky Family YMCA, the Florida Center, and the Boys and Girls Club of Sarasota County. Jean Jones is the president and CEO of the Sky Family YMCA.
You know, I think it's one of those things that could be an afterthought. You know, we're all thinking about the healthcare workers and what they're doing on the front line, as well as the other first responders. But how can they provide those services if they have a child at home?
So far, the Sky Family Y is taking care of children at 8 of their facilities. Jones says each is following CDC guidelines. Children are given a temperature check before they enter a building, and with the exception of toddlers, parents must wait outside when dropping off and picking up their kids.
In addition, we have smaller group sizes, and we are keeping the group separated. They're not using the same materials. You know, for instance, each child would have their own scissors if we're doing an arts and crafts project.
According to the Center for American Progress, around 28% of Florida's health care workforce have kids that are too young to be left home alone. Kelly Romanoff of the Baranczyk Foundation says moving forward, childcare must be part of emergency planning. Part of that equation is making sure daycare providers stay afloat. The Sarasota County Commission last week approved a new emergency loan program for small businesses that does include childcare facilities.
We know that when life gets back on track, that our employees will need to be out at their offices in the community doing their work, and their kids will need to be provided with safe care. So the county commission saying we are going to be giving loans to child care centers is a fantastic leadership example to support our economic recovery and the codependent relationship that that means with child care centers.
Late last week, Florida's Office of Early Learning also made subsidies available for children under the age of 5 whose parents are on the governor's list of essential businesses. And as COVID-19 continues to spread throughout the U.S., the public health response will be to slow its transmission so that the healthcare system and its workers are not overwhelmed. Taking care of their kids, Romanoff says, is one way to ensure that can happen. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.